Your dad gave you the downstairs, I mean, the lower level.
If you have the lower floor, what was there?
Hassocks and trunks.
Mm-hmm.
But the trunk business was going away because air travel had come into play.
When was this, you think?
Well, this would have been, I graduated in 35. And so it was about 1935,
36, 37. Okay.
And that was when travel by air was beginning to happen.
Okay.
And nobody needed, the only time we sold a trunk was back in those days when a lot of girls would go away to college.
Uh-huh. I had a trunk I took with me.
A wardrobe trunk.
Uh-huh. I had a trunk.
And then when girls went to camp, they took not a wardrobe trunk, but a packing trunk.
Like a footlocker.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I had one of those too. Yeah. I had my uncle's. Uh-huh.
And but as soon as air travel came into play, people were buying lighter weight luggage, carry-on luggage, and that was big business for us. And I did quite a bit of traveling because when I decided I was going to be in business with my dad, I'd go to New York regularly.
Now, when he gave you half the store, okay, he gave you half the lower level.
Yeah.
And so what was your half?
My half was gifts.
Was gifts, the gifts you told me about. And give me about 10 of those gifts, like, just give me a list of them.
Well, anything I saw that I thought was well-designed and that I would like to own it, I decided we had to have it in our store to sell.
Okay.
And it could have been anything.
Mm-hmm.
He never said you can't do this or you can do that. Mm-hmm. It was up to me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I walked through the gift shows, whatever I saw that I thought was appropriate for our store, quality, good design, the right price, that is what we ended up with.
Okay.
And I kept buying so much, he never gave me a budget. I could buy anything I could sell.
So you bought, you had, and the gifts you had probably that aluminum ware?
When I saw it, and I liked the design, and I thought the quality was excellent, yes.
And you had pictures, like vases.
Yeah.
And maybe
platters.
Platters. And
bookends.
Bookends. Did you have the Russell Wright yet?
Yes.
You had Russell Wright.
Well, as soon as that became available.
You got the Russell Wright.
We had it.
Was that the on the lower level too?
We bought the dinnerware. And we sold it like hotcakes. Our customers loved it. The first thing I did when it came in, I ran down the street to Mills Dry Goods, which was in our block. And they had a wonderful linen department. And I took some of the dinnerware with me and picked out tablecloths that were appropriate because we didn't sell them. And I wanted the dinnerware to look as good as it could look when I put it on display. And that's how we presented it. And I was crazy about it myself. And I knew our customers would be too.
Now, did you have, and I mispronounced his name the other time, Raymond Lowy?
Lowy.
Raymond Lowy. Did you have any of his things there?
not them. Mm-hmm. His things weren't available then. Mm-hmm. It was, because this was 1935.
I know he did things for Rosenthal.
Yes.
And when you had your Rosenthal studio, did you have Raymond, say it again, Loewy?
Loewy.
You had Raymond Loewy in your Rosenthal studio?
Yes, we did.
Because he had many wonderful things. I remember something I had for a long time, and I don't have it anymore, and I think I gave it away. I had a Russell Wright bun warmer. Do you remember that aluminum bun warmer?
Yes, we sold zillions of them.
I had one of those.
People loved it.
I know, and I gave mine away, and then I thought, oh no, I was really
maybe
sorry.
You can take it back. Do you
I don't know.
Who you gave it to?
Mm-mm. But those were great. And Russell Wright, you know, it wasn't just the dishes. He had all kinds of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any other things that were there like that you sold? You know, any little individual things?
Gosh, I wish I had some pictures.
Mm-hmm. We have to have some pictures. Now, you know, I was wondering, what was it like back then for a woman to be in business?
It never occurred to me that I shouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody ever indicated that I was in the wrong place.
Uh-huh.
I was raised with boys. I had three brothers.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't feel that I was out of place
uh-huh.
at all.
Uh-huh.
And actually, women used the things that we sold,
uh-huh.
and they were the customers for them.
Uh-huh.
So it was totally unimportant.
Uh-huh.
Regardless, actually, I think there were more women in this business at that time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they were the ones who did the linens and the things around the house.
Uh-huh.
And
when you say the business, what do you mean? Do you mean the gift store?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
The retail business.
The retail business.
Yeah.
Interesting. And did you know other women? Can you think of any other ones that you knew then that were?
There weren't many when mm-hmm. I started out.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of women were almost afraid to go into business.
Okay.
I never was, because I had the freedom to do whatever I wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
And my dad never said, Betty, you can't have that in the store.
Uh-huh.
If I thought it was appropriate for the store, he thought so too.
I wonder why he was like that.
Well, here I am with three brothers and one
uh-huh.
one's daughter,
uh-huh.
and I was the only one really who wanted to be in the business. I
wow.
loved the business.
Wow.
And my brothers
mm-hmm.
were completely disinterested.
Mm. They weren't interested at all in the business?
No.
Oh.
Eventually, my younger brother, Art, decided he wanted his own business.
Uh-huh.
And
what was that?
He opened his own store,
uh-huh.
Two blocks from us,
uh-huh.
and he had dinnerware,
uh-huh.
but it was totally different from my dinnerware.
Uh-huh.
He didn't have very good taste,
uh-huh.
but it was terrific. And when anybody that walked in that store, they had to buy something from
uh-huh.
him. He had a terrific personality.
Okay.
And
okay.
people loved him.
Uh-huh.
Any place else. He had his own customers.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't anything I wanted in my store.
One thing I've always, I think it's just kind of tacky. Don't you think?
I wouldn't put anything tacky in. The things that were designed by Russell Wright
uh-huh. were beautiful.
Were right on my
mm-hmm. Mine too. My father had tons of Russell Wright.
Mm-hmm.
When we were going through his house, we went down in the coal chute. And he
would
had...
Would you like some water?
Oh, I'm fine. I've got this.
Okay. Yeah.
And do you know, Betty, he had...
Are you looking for some Kleenex?
No, I've got some. I'm just gonna... I was looking for...
Because I have lots of Kleenex.
He had Russell Wright in the coat. He had... He had Russell Wright in the cold shoot.
Oh, yeah?
Boxes of it.
Where did he live?
In Ohio.
Oh.
And of course, Steubenville.
Uh-huh.
And all that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he had lots of stuff.
Yeah.
He loved that. But I think he just had a lot of Russell Wright, and he just had it everywhere.
Well, he must have had awful good taste.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And he liked the Charles. He liked Herman Miller, and he liked Russell Wright, Saarinen.
Mm-hmm.
But he liked antiques, too. He liked Stickley.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that that
yeah.
were more simple
well,
things.
I was raised in antiques.
Uh-huh.
That was my mother's desire.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, a lot of those things, yet, you know, the lines were beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And he liked a lot of a lot of things. He was very eclectic. But he did love his Russell Wright.
Mm-hmm. Isn't
he just stored it. He stored it. I mean, he just loved that stuff.
What did you do with it?
Huh?
What did you do with it when you inherited it?
Well, I still have some of it, but, you know, I couldn't keep all of it because he lived in a huge house.
Mm-hmm.
And I was unable to keep the house. It was in Ohio. And, of course, the heating bill was astronomical because it was an older home. It
mm-hmm.
was three stories, and it was chock full of stuff. I mean, we live in a little ranch. There was no way I could keep all of it. So
mm-hmm.
there was special things that I kept.
This house is for rent or for sale.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting ready to move out.
Uh-huh. It's a beautiful house.
It is.
I love it.
So easy to maintain, too, because when we talked to the architect, I kept saying I want easy care.
Uh-huh.
And it sure has been easy care.
It's wonderful. I love it. And you don't have to worry about painting everything. And the floors are great. I love the floors. So just tell me, so you never felt that being a woman was a problem?
No, never.
Can you think, like, how did Russell Wright, how did George Nelson look? Tell me how he looked.
He was well-dressed. Mm-hmm.
When you say well-dressed, how?
But not overly.
Uh-huh.
Always looked like business,
uh-huh.
but not to such an extent that
uh-huh.
when he came here,
uh-huh.
he used to have a suit on,
uh-huh.
and he'd often take the jacket off,
uh-huh.
and he felt at home here.
Uh-huh. You mean at the shop? Uh-huh.
Well, but here also,
mm-hmm.
when he'd come here for dinner.
Uh-huh.
And he felt comfortable
uh-huh.
when he'd come here.
Uh-huh. So he came for dinner quite a bit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever he came to answer.
Uh-huh. He had dinner with you. Were there any things were his favorites that he liked to have for dinner?
I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
He liked everything we had.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
No, it was easy to have him come
mm-hmm.
because we had a good dinner every night.
Uh-huh.
And we sat down at the dinner table
uh-huh.
every night.
Great.
One of the reasons I didn't have a big kitchen,
uh-huh.
I didn't want to eat in the kitchen.
Okay.
I wanted to eat at the dinner table,
uh-huh.
and that's where we had dinner every night
wow.
with the boys.
Wow.
And it was it wasn't difficult to set the table
mm-hmm.
and clear the table.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the one time during the day we could talk to them.
And so did he, when he came to eat, would he eat with the boys and you?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unless we had a very late dinner,
uh-huh.
and then I'd feed the boys first.
Uh-huh.
But It wasn't because they couldn't eat with him.
And how was he with children?
Very gracious. He didn't think that there was something that he didn't like about kids. And he hadn't better have disliked my boys.
He what?
I say he hadn't better have disliked boys. So no, he felt very comfortable when he came here.
Would he talk to the boys?
Yeah.
What would he talk about?
And they would talk to him. I don't remember what he talked about, but he felt comfortable with them and they felt comfortable with him.
Any particular dinner you remember with him?
We had good dinners every night.
I mean, any particular incident at dinner? Or?
Oh, no. That was so long
ago.
I wouldn't remember it. But I planned a week ahead for dinners. And so when I went to the grocery, I got food for a week. And I planned at that time what dinner was going to be. And I'd come home a little ahead of time so I could have dinner ready at dinner time. And we always just had a very good dinner, nothing fancy. But meat and potatoes and vegetables and salad and dessert. And just a good dinner.
So
I couldn't let it bother me because then I certainly wanted a good dinner. It was the one time during the day when we all could sit together at the dinner table.
Now tell me, trying to think of something else we wanted to. Now, Jens Rissom, did you have any of his things?
What?
Jens Rissom? How about Edith Peake?
He had loads of Edith Peake. He loved it. And always had it.
Did you meet her at all?
In the store. And I had it in the house.
And what was her stuff like?
Stoneware, wildfire stoneware. So it was very durable. A design that an artist had done.
Was she an artist?
It was quality, yes. I wouldn't have anything in the store that wasn't.
I understand. What was there about her work that drew you to it?
Edith Peake?
Oh, no, it was quality, but
it was high-fired stone, which made it very durable. And it was casual, but not casual to the point where it wasn't a good design. It was a very good design. And I didn't want anything in my house that wasn't well designed.
Oh, absolutely.
No matter what it was.
Did you ever meet her? Edith Peake?
I had Edith Peake all the time.
Did you ever meet her? Did you get to know her at all?
No. I didn't. She was out in California. And I just didn't get out to California.
Did you ever meet her? Did you ever meet her?
Oh, no, I didn't, because she didn't come to the shows. And she was out there and I was here. And often it was the person who represented her that you'd be aware of. And meet. And talk to.
How about, you know, I know that George Nelson clock we talked about, that was one of the first ones he designed. Is there a particular name for that clock?
No.
Was it a bubble clock?
No.
That was the lamp, and the lamp was the bubble lamp.
Yeah, the bubble lamp. But there was a series of thoughts
okay.
that he designed
okay.
a long time ago.
Okay, tell me about those.
And it was over in Grand Rapids where they were made.
Mm-hmm.
And those weren't done by Russell Hayes. Those were done by
Kovacs? Howard Miller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I loved them the minute I looked at them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we bought them for the store.
Mm-hmm.
And of course I had to have one for the house.
Mm-hmm. So what did he think? What did he think when he saw his clock here?
What did
George Nelson think when he came in?
He never made any comments about things, except that he felt very comfortable here.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember that we talked about the clocks, but if we did, he was probably very interested in them.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a whole collection of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we bought the whole collection.
You bought the whole collection?
Mm-hmm. Of the clocks.
Mm-hmm. Were they pretty expensive?
No, they weren't real expensive,
uh-huh.
but they were semi-expensive.
Uh-huh. When you say semi, what do you mean?
They were affordable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what the prices were,
mm-hmm.
but so, first of all, you had to have a customer who really wanted mm-hmm. something of this type.
Right. What kind of customer was that? That wanted that type of thing.
Well, they had to like good contemporary designs,
mm-hmm.
number one,
mm-hmm.
and not be so traditional
uh-huh.
that they wouldn't have something like this.
Right.
Because this came from the first shipment that we got
wow.
from Howard Miller.
Mm-hmm.
And I could hardly wait till Don got it on the wall.
Mm.
And I have one in my office
mm.
also. But when we got them in and had them on display, our customers really came to us looking for things that were special like this.
Now, did it come in different colors? I see this one is black
yes.
that you have there. What other colors?
Red.
Mm-hmm.
White.
Mm-hmm.
White and black.
Mm-hmm.
And there might have been some other colors,
mm-hmm.
but those are the ones I can remember.
Wow.
Our customers loved them. And as soon as we got them in and displayed them nicely so people could see
mm-hmm.
the collection. It's
beautiful.
We didn't have any problems selling them.
Now, any other George Nelson's things besides the Omni poles and the clocks, any other things that were there then? How about the bubble lamps? Did you sell
we
those?
We had a bubble lamp over the table.
How about at the store?
And in the back hall, we have a bubble lamp right now.
How about at the store?
Yeah, we had them and sold them.
You sold them at the store?
Yeah.
And when did those come?
When did they come?
Mm-hmm.
As soon as they were available.
Was that before the clock or after the clock?
You know, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. But you had the bubble lamps. Did you have one style or a lot of different ones? Or?
We had a range of styles.
Uh-huh. And they sold very
okay.
well.
Uh-huh. I have to go out in the back hall and see. Uh-huh. I can't remember. I still have them out here.
Oriental,
with,
especially Oriental.
Yeah,
goes well with contemporary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, African goes well with contemporary
mm-hmm.
because a lot of their like Charles Eames, you can see his African
mm-hmm.
Influence.
Yeah, and those old pieces of copper.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. We'll be packing those up. The big piece.
My father loved copper.
Already went. And little by little, tablespoons.
Now, I was trying to think, how about Alexander Girard? I remember you're telling me a story once that was Russell Wright the person that you that nobody got along with? Was he difficult to get along with, or who was it? There was somebody that was difficult to get along with, and I'm trying to remember who that was.
Well, I didn't see enough of Russell Wright to know whether I could get along with him or not.
How was he? How was he to get along with?
Well, I got along with everybody. I can't imagine anybody that I didn't like.
But I thought there was one of them. How about Alexander Girard? How was he to get along with?
Well, again, I saw so little of him.
Okay.
And
but what was he like when you met him? Compare him to George Nelson.
George Nelson was a good, good friend.
Mm-hmm.
And we loved having him come to town, mm-hmm. and he'd come and have dinner with us. Mm-hmm. And sometimes he'd spend the night with us if he was going to stay overnight. And we really enjoyed knowing.
Where would he sleep when he stayed overnight?
Pardon me?
Where would he sleep?
In one of the bedrooms.
Okay.
We had.
How about Alexander Girard? Did he ever come to see you here at the store? How did you meet him then?
You know, I don't even remember how I met him. Usually, I met the designers in the offices, if they were in the office. Usually they would come just a few hours, but didn't really spend much time there because they were in their own workshops.
What did you think of Alexander Girard? Did you have his things at the store?
I can't remember anything about Alexander.
Did you have his fabric at Lieberman's?
Yeah.
Had beautiful fabrics.
Yeah.
And you had those at the store.
Mm-hmm. Anything that was beautiful, we had.
So you had Alexander Girard at the store. And did it sell well?
Everything we bought sold well.
The Alexander Girard sold well.
We had to be excited about it.
Well, now you didn't have, you never had anything like the Charles Eames chair. You didn't have this at the store.
Yeah.
This?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Because I guess by the time I got there, so you had the furniture too?
Mm-hmm.
You had this chair?
Yeah.
At the store?
Yeah.
Was it like a special order or what?
No. If anybody wanted to buy it, they could have it. But we'd order another one.
Uh-huh. So you had this chair, anything else? You had other Herman Miller furniture too?
I know we had a lot of Herman Miller. I think we were one of the best customers.
Uh-huh.
But right now, I don't think I have anything in the house.
Except the, yeah, the Eames chair.
Other than that.
Uh-huh.
That's Herman Miller.
Uh-huh. But you've had probably little tables and...
Yeah.
And small side chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Like that chair that's in your office, the black one.
Mm-hmm.
Was that in the store?
Mm-hmm.
Did people buy that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And these chairs.
What about them?
Well, those came from the store.
Uh-huh. And who designed those?
I can't tell you. I can't remember. It's been so many years that I haven't. But
it's not.
I wouldn't put anything in our store that I wouldn't bring home.
Is it Jen's Rhizome? Rhizome?
You think?
Huh? That wouldn't be Jen's Rhizome.
There was a big one with this type of this combination. Yeah. It is on its way to Milwaukee.
We talked, you said, told me once that people thought sometimes that your store was strange.
Well, they thought they didn't understand good design, contemporary design.
Uh-huh.
It came slowly. Mm-hmm. But I thought it had to be something in good taste.
Yeah. So what, when they, do you remember a comment someone might have made at that time? Do you remember a comment somebody might have made about the store?
Well, there were people like that, but I just didn't, I pretended I didn't hear them.
Mm-hmm. What would they say?
I had to educate them.
What would they say?
And, well, they'd say, doesn't that look awful?
Oh, like what? Like,
any design that they didn't like. Mm-hmm. They could say anything they wanted to about it. I just didn't say the word.
Uh-huh. What would they say that about?
I just felt sorry for them.
What would they say that about?
Well, anything that was contemporary.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And there were people who would make comments about it. Uh-huh. But it was because they didn't understand uh-huh. that this is what is coming, uh-huh. and it's what people are going to buy. Uh-huh. And I wouldn't have bought it if it hadn't been of good taste.
Uh-huh. So they, but these were people, they hadn't been in your store before, and then they come in, or were they friends, or what?
We were always gracious to people, uh-huh. whether they were uh-huh. disagreeable about what we had or not. Uh-huh. I just didn't hear them. Uh-huh. Because they walked through our front door, uh-huh. and they were guests.
That's right. So if they said, this is awful, then you would just try to explain to them.
I'd smile and tell them who designed it.
And they would never have heard of them.
I'd try to educate them.
Uh-huh.
It never bothered me because it was ignorance.
Uh-huh.
People who never got out and saw things that were different
uh-huh.
and made comments about them.
Uh-huh.
I'd just smile and be gracious to them.
Uh-huh.
And little by little, we'd educate them.
Huh.
And they'd come back huh. and start from the very beginning. And it uh-huh. was really a challenge.
Huh.
If they didn't like it, that was their business. My mother's house was full of antiques.
Uh-huh. But that's interesting, you said a challenge. What was the challenge?
To educate them.
Uh-huh.
To designs
uh-huh.
that were new
uh-huh.
and different.
Uh-huh.
And make customers out of them.
Wow.
And we did.
Uh-huh. And how did you do that?
Well, we were gracious to them.
Mm-hmm.
And little by little, the things didn't look strange to them.
Huh.
I think a lot of it was because they were never educated
uh-huh.
to good design
uh-huh.
in contemporary design.
Uh-huh.
I've lived with antiques all my life.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want them in my house. But that doesn't mean that my mother couldn't have them and feel comfortable with them.
Uh-huh.
And we had some old things that have gone now
uh-huh.
because most of the furniture is on its way to
uh-huh.
the new community.
Uh-huh.
I have to go and find a place to live.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But I like an antique or two.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I think they fit in if they're well designed, if they fit in.
I kept my dad's, stuff I kept of my dad's takes up a lot of room. I kept his secretary as a very nice secretary, you know, the tall with the drop-down desk, mm-hmm. and those are real nice. I kept his big Duncan Fife table,
mm-hmm.
because those are kind of fun yeah. with the chairs. So I kept that, and that's yeah. kind of huge. And, but I hope that my kids one day will like it, and that I can pass those things on to them.
Are you using them?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I have to use stuff. I don't have anywhere else to.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be used.
Yeah. They don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
Do they say anything about them, or have you talked about them at all?
I don't know. I've said that I hope, you know, that if you get married, I'll have a moving van there.
Yeah.
And how do they respond to that?
They just laugh. Well, the boy.
I think all our kids like modern design and antiques, and I think they'd be happy to have any of it in their homes.
Taste.
Yeah.
Tom knows.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike had really good taste, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when they come to the point of getting furniture for their own
uh-huh.
homes,
uh-huh.
Whatever they get, more power to them.
Uh-huh.
A lot of our furniture Tom has.
Uh-huh. uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But
well, that's wonderful.
He's an artist.
He's an artist, and it's very meaningful to him, and
yeah.
he's teaching his children to be artistic.
Yeah.
And so that's great. Our daughter Amanda, who doesn't have her own place, she loves the modern things, and she loves the Marimekko,
mm-hmm.
and she loves, you know, anything like Noguchi. She loves all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I know she's going to want it if she has a place. So. I thought that was so interesting, though, when you said that you kind of coaxed people and brought them along. So maybe
yeah.
you would get them to buy just a little thing at
they
first.
What
would you
get them?
How
yeah.
would you get them just to maybe buy what first? Maybe what was the easiest thing to get people to buy at first?
Well, small accessories.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Well, like bookends and things of that sort.
Uh huh.
And lamps.
Uh huh.
And little by little,
uh-huh.
the people became adjusted to it because
mm-hmm.
they weren't living with it, and they weren't used to it.
Uh-huh.
And they had to see it in its own situation. And when people came into our house, most of the furniture was in Milwaukee.
Uh-huh. I remember coming to your house and seeing the furniture here.
But when they'd come, I remember one Halloween, these kids came for trick and treat.
Uh-huh. I guess that's true. About who did the light. I wonder if that's a George Nelson design. It almost looks, it was something from the store.
You know, it's from the store, but I can't remember who designed that.
Mm-hmm. Because it does have it has a real 60s feel.
Yeah. George Nelson was a wonderful person to do business with. And all these people that we did business with, more of them than not, would come home and have dinner at their house.
Like who besides George Nelson?
Oh, I can't tell you. It was just, it was open house. Anybody that we did business with. And they were going to be in Lansing overnight. We'd have them come for dinner.
Like who? You don't care.
And sometimes we'd have them stay overnight in our house.
Who besides George Nelson? Do you think of anybody?
My list of people I did business with because...
Oh, that's good. I need, the list of people you did business with,
yeah.
That's what I need.
They were friends. And when they call for an appointment, we would plan what besides what we were going to do, look at their...
What did George Nelson like to drink?
You know, I don't remember what he liked to drink. We always had alcohol of all kinds and beer.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember that he was a big drinker. But they would drink it with dinner.
With dinner. He would have it with dinner. But is his wife still alive?
I don't know.
Did he have children?
Never met her.
Did he have children?
Yes, he had a son.
Is he still around?
I don't think so. I haven't heard or talked to him in a long time.
You knew his son?
No. He was a musician.
He was a musician?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
But, you know, they lived in New York.
Uh-huh.
And the kids never traveled with their parents.
Uh-huh.
So, and that the wives didn't either. So it was a rare time that I'd meet them.
Now Tom remembers George Nelson a little, doesn't he? Tom does.
I didn't know.
Your son Tom?
Yeah.
He might remember George Nelson a little too.
Yeah, he might.
Because he was a little boy.
I don't know where he is.
I don't know. Where is Tom?
What time is it?
I'm going to have to run because now I have to go because because James has to go play tennis
oh.
in Fooey. Well,
where does he go?